I'm joined now by Frank Murphy, an inductee this weekend to the Garden City Community College Hall of Fame, and of course a former All-American and Player of the Year in 1997. Frank, thank you very much for the opportunity and this visit. Is this your first visit back to Garden City, and how did it feel to be back in town?
Yeah, this is my first trip back since I left, but it brings back so many good memories, memories of love, warm, and of course, winning memories always stand out.
And boy, don't they ever. And of course, what a great job that you did here for Garden City Community College, and then taking your talents on to Kansas State University. But before you arrived here in Garden City, you were in Mississippi as well on that first year. Talk about that a moment.
Yeah, I was in Mississippi. Great coaches, great staff over there. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for me in Mississippi. Got blessed with a second opportunity, as I call it, a second chance, to come to Garden City. And when I got here, didn't know what to expect. Was met by Coach Bob Larson at the bus station. and after that, it was, as they say, it was history.
Well, it certainly was. And then taking your talents on to Kansas State University and playing for Coach Bill Snyder, you might mention that too as well. And what a success that Coach Bill Snyder has had over his tenure, both tenures that he's been there, but maybe the coach of the century. Comments on Bill Snyder.
I don't even have words to describe the type of person he is, the type of coach he is. I think his work speaks for itself in college football. He's not a very talkative person. He protects team first. And, man, he's a guy with character and integrity. And that's why I chose Kansas State. I had visits of just about everybody. I turned down some. And when I visit and talk with him, just to hear him be honest and tell me up front. And I still talk to him this day. I think I talked to him last month. So we stay in contact, and it's always good to know somebody like Bill Snyder.
Well, not only the fact that you played for him, of course, we've got three other coaches out here right now that played for Coach Bill Snyder, and it may be the Kansas State of the West now at Garden City Community College. I know there's a lot of players that have gone to that program down there, and of course, you talk about the new head coach in Matt Miller, also Jeff Kelly, linebacker down there, Joe Gordon, that played there in the 90s as well. Your pro career took some twists and turns. You started off with the Bears. You went to the Buccaneers and also played for the Dolphins as well. Two stints with the Buccaneers. Talk about that a moment.
The NFL career was an in-and-out career. A lot of injuries and things of that nature, switch positions. But you know what? It's hard to stay around, especially when they tell you to switch positions that you never played fully in the NFL at the highest level. So I was blessed to stick around and get 6 years. The normal rate of an athlete in the NFL is three. So I count it as a blessing. It was an experience that I'll never forget, especially when I hear my name called by the Chicago Bears getting drafted. So it was an experience that I'll never forget.
What's the life of Frank Murphy right now?
Man, it's a lot of great stuff. I mean, I got a lot of stuff that God's put on my heart and I've been doing to give back. I got Frank D. Murphy Charity, and where we go out and impact lives of young athletes and help them make better choices, and toy giveaway and Thanksgiving giveaway. We hold men conferences. The men conferences is called Athletes with Purpose, and that's when we have athletes from all ages come in, and I bring in speakers and give out gifts, and we have a camp. It's one of a kind, and I just been seeing kids' lives impact like never before.
Talk about your feeling and being inducted into the Garden City Community College Hall of Fame.
Feelings, huh, man? I mean, when I first got back here and got off the plane, you know, I just felt like I never left, almost. Like, man, here we go. And as I walked on the practice field to see some of the guys practice, it felt like, man, this is where it all started. So I'm grateful. I'm humbled to be chosen. I think it's not only a big deal, but it's one of those deals where it kind of put the period behind your name. It kind of put definition behind your name of who you are. To be able to tell your kids you got inducted not only into the Junior College Hall of Fame, but into Garden City Hall of Fame, that's a big step towards feeling like you did something successful.